breaking it down so you'll understand. This is the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070, The Answer.
CP Flat G. Huey Lewis.
That's right.
Mr. Teller, who was on the show who just told us they went to see Huey Lewis in the news this week?
Who was it, Jake?
Who was that? Was it Larry Pratt?
No. Remember somebody? Was it Hurston? Who?
Hurston?
No, James Hurston, no. I can't think of it. Somebody was on the show this week and they said they were, I'm sorry, I'm a little tired. Why? We went to see Huey Lewis last night in Virginia.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, he's still alive? Dan Gaynor? No.
No, it wasn't him.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Every Friday, we like to take a little time out of the muck and mire that we handle, which, and by the way, this is a great example today. I mean, we are knee deep in the muck and mire of the goings on, and it's all negative. It's all sad. It's all disturbing. Just a lot of bad behavior going on out there. From the White House to the Muslim terrorists and their attempt to wipe Israel off the map. We still have the IRS, still got the DOJ scandals. We never resolve Fast and Furious. So we take one break, one segment of the show per week. It's just an 8-minute segment to talk about something really important when y'all get home, and that's your marriage and keeping it spicy and hot and rocking and rolling. My wingman for the past couple of years, except when we were forced not to do it at the other station. Is Robert Kosick, wrote the book Honor the Vow, which is now available in 47 languages, including Urdu. Please welcome. He's a he's a marriage coach, church deacon, counsels couples, blah, 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 blah. What's up, Mr. Kosick? Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday to you, Sam.
I posted up your advice for our marriage segments on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show.
I saw that, and somebody posted a really good comment to it as well.
I haven't seen it yet. I can see your lips moving, but all I hear is blah, blah, blah. If this describes conversations with your spouse, try these tips to reconnect and begin to actually enjoy talking with your spouse. Let me stop there. it's sad. Men out there who don't want to talk to their wives.
I know.
The mamas of your babies and vice versa. Mm. Conversation tip one, be generally interested. If not in the topic, at least knowing your spouse is sharing his or her personal feelings. Give your spouse undivided attention. Give equal talk time. Build trust. Have fun. Come on, man. Do you need to tell people this?
I'm telling you, when I get together with people, I say, what's the number one problem you guys have that we need to work on? They go, communication. We just can't talk to each other. We just don't know how to talk to each other. And I said, really? Because, like, you talk all day, and so you can't say you don't have any words left. I mean, you can't say you don't know how to communicate. It's just, it's amazing how they just don't know where to start and what to say to each other. And a lot of times it's real sensitive. So anything they say is taken personally, and it just goes downhill from there. So it's tough. It's tough. And it's common. Unfortunately, it's very common.
I imagine it gets worse with this talking thing when the kids eventually move out. This is what I do hear from couples. Now you're just stuck with each other.
Yep.
And you spend all this time driving this kid to baseball and that kid to swimming and that kid to tennis and this kid to tutoring, and your life's been running around with the kids, and the utes finally move out, and then y'all look at each other and it's like, hey, how you doing?
Well, and that's the problem is it's not so much all the stuff you're doing with the kids, is that you allow the kids to be the center of your conversation and the center of your interest, and you never talked to each other, you never invested in each other, you didn't keep up with how each of you were changing. So when the kids leave, you look at them and go, I don't have a clue who you are.
Gosh.
It drives. I mean, and it's hard. It's something you really got to work at. I mean, a couple of years ago, I told my wife, I said, we're running way too hard. I said, because we were coming up on Christmas, and I said, I have no clue what you want for Christmas. And we were just a few weeks away from Christmas. And I'm like, I don't know. We just haven't talked enough in the last few months, so I'm disconnected. I don't know. Give me a list. Otherwise, you're not getting anything. Better yet, go buy yourself and wrap it.
Here.
I'll sign the card, but take care of it. Here's $100. Go get yourself something really nice.
That's nuts. Robert Kosick, wrote the book Honor the Vow, and you're the classy guy. I'm more the street guy. So
I can be a little street sometimes.
No, you're just like, you quote scripture, you bring the class to the show. But have you ever told the couples to start talking naked? That's a great conversation starter.
Yeah, actually, there's the best the best business advice I ever heard from a pastor, mind you, said he learned it in Genesis. Never, ever, ever make a critical decision while by looking at a naked lady.
Right, and I think if you have some conversation issues, you know, you're kind of missing that, you know, how do we begin conversation? I think being fabric free is a great way to start. Sans clothing.
It puts things in perspective, doesn't it?
Well,
gets mind off of certain things too.
you know,
whatever you were arguing about, just, you know, didn't take the trash out, just isn't that important anymore.
That's right. You know, not bringing the trash cans in after the trash was picked up is no longer a sense of a point of arguing when you ain't got no clothes on.
Ain't got it. No. Man, you can have a lot of fun with this. And that's what I keep telling people to do. I said, look, first off, love is a choice. So quit telling me that you don't love somebody. And I said, if you tell me you don't love them anymore, that means you've chosen not to love them. So that's a different topic, but that's the first place to start. And I said, secondly, take time to talk to each other. Have fun. Marriage is a journey. You know, it's not a destination. It's not a bolt-on to what you had before. It's a whole new life. So you got your whole life together. Take your time. Learn each other. Talk about everything. We just had an engaged couple workshop this past weekend, a room full of engaged couples. And I told them, ask every single question you can possibly think of. Anything you can think of, ask the questions, talk, get to know each other. And I said, because as you move along, you're going to change. And if you're not in the habit of asking the questions to learn the person,
right.
You're going to separate from each other.
Robert Kosick, my wingman on Marriage Talk, we do this every Friday around 8:30, wrote the book Under the Veil. The number two conversation tip you have, it's on our Facebook page, it says give your undivided attention, right?
Yeah.
Now,
the whole conversation.
Right. I'm 51. My wife, she doesn't want me to give her age, but, you know, close. So we grew up and we dated and we focused on each other. Although I was probably looking down her shirt, but we always focused on each other, right? The youths today, and I take my 16-year-old, only communicate by text, okay? Or they'll post on Instagram. They don't know what it's like to have undivided attention. What's going to happen in 15, 20 years from now when these youths are in that married stage with kids?
It's tough. Yeah, we actually are helping our kids learn that. They text everybody, and they're trying to do stuff. We help them understand it. When you send a text, you can't tell the mood of the text and stuff. I said, you wind up getting yourself in a lot of trouble. I said, pick up the phone. Your phone actually does call as well. That is one of the functions of it. And they'll do that every once in a while. But what we get them to do is take a break from the electronics. So when we eat dinner, that's an electronics-free zone. So no electronics are at the dinner table as best as we can do unless there's some major thing they're trying to work on. But for the most part, we're going to talk to each other. Occasionally we'll have the TV on, but most times we don't. And just teaching them how to have a conversation. I go to one of the local coffee shops with each of my kids on a Saturday as best we can so they can have one-on-one time with me to have that conversation and to talk to each other and to kind of try to keep that alive. But you're right. Everything is 100 things at one time, and they're having 6 different conversations.
Right. Right. Multiple conversations. They're splitting their time up. And the other thing is, like, when Bubba meets, you know, a girl and they go out or something, they don't talk. They text. And I think we're going to have a really messed up society down the road because they've never spent those. You remember when you were dating, you spend those long hours on the phone?
I remember those conversations where she talked and I watched TV.
Shh, quiet. You're on the phone so long, your ear's all warm, and you have to switch ears, and then you lay on the floor, and then you're on the bed, you know, because it's like you have those late-night two-hour talks about every
No, you hang up.
That's right. You hang up first. You know, whatever. But those were good for relationship building.
They were. And just having that time, and that's why I try to get people to understand sometimes, is conversation is not just words. It's not just expressions of feelings.
Right.
It's everything. It's the physical. It's the body language. I mean, just being together, watching a movie is communicating to some extent because you're saying, I want to be with you. You still have to talk. You still have to talk, you know, and get down into the deeper emotional side of it to really have a connection with people. But just investing that undivided time is huge.
So if I'm watching ESPN with my wife, even if I'm sitting together, I'm like, hey, babe, I'm still communicating with you, but be quiet at SportsCenter.
That's right. Be quiet. That's right.
So here's the deal. The tip is on our Facebook page, at Sam Malone Show. I can see your lips moving, but all I hear is blah, blah, blah. Conversation tips, 1 through 5 are up there. Mr. Kosick, once again, being the classy guy that he is, never mentions nudity or booze. I think both are really good with conversations. And y'all need to go out and start dating each other and having fun. And running around, and guys hit on your wives, wives hit on your husbands. I want to hear a lot of public flattery this weekend. I want
Absolutely.
To hear
Exactly.
I want to hear a husband, when his wife walks in, I'd love to hear him say, man, she looks great.
And if you don't know where to get started, also on the tip for today, there's ways to get started. The last one on there, if you've never tried that, you ought to give that one a shot. If planning an all for you and nothing for me night, what would that look like? Give that a shot. Have that conversation with your spouse and said, if I was going to do everything, devote the entire night to you and nothing for me, just absolutely for you, what would you want?
And also, you should probably say that sitting down so you don't pass out. Because if your wife does say something that you're not expecting, it's like,
really?
You do a spit take like Dean Martin used to do. You take the, what the heck was that?
Yeah, but try that. If your marriage is a little bit rough, try one of those nights. It'll greatly turn around because it's a 100% investment in the other person, unconditional, nothing, no expectations coming back.
Outstanding.
It'll rock and roll your marriage.
You know what's refreshing?
There's the non-classy part of it.
booze and nudity. But I'll tell you, and it was refreshing to take a break from the agita that's going on around us.
It's terrible.
To just focus on the sanctity and the glory of marriage. That is, you know what? So I felt like I just, exfoliated. I got a chance to stop talking about Muslim terrorism and attacks on the Second Amendment and the president grabbing money. And we talked about the sanctity and the glory of marriage. And as God brings us together, no man shall ever tear apart.
So I just had a vision. Every time you hear a negative news story or someone talks negatively about something crazy going on in the world, give your spouse a kiss. How about that? Make sure you get sick of that after about 10 minutes. You will kiss her about 100 times.
What are you doing? Oh, I got the news on.
Get off me. No more kissing. Let's move to grabbing. Every time I hear bad news, I get to grab.
I'm all for the grope. I'm all for the grope. I love it. All right, listen, thanks for stopping by. Go to our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show, and the advice is up there for our Friday segment on marriage. I have to put my battle gear back on because the next break we got to get back to work and take care of the depressing stuff. Robert Kosick, go to honorthevow.com. You'll see for the Honor of the Vow is the book. All righty.
Yeah, you have a great weekend, Sam.
You too, boss. Have a great one. 847, quick break. Sam Malone Show, AM 1070. The answer.